right now. Earlier I spoke to David Lidston. He's a foster carer from Burnham-on-Crouch with his wife Karen, and they've now got two long-term placements who are young sisters, and asked him how he became a foster carer.
Well, really, my partner, she fostered for many years, and what happened was it was the right time. We were settled, her children were getting a bit older, and we had some room and decided that we would try and do some fostering. You can foster, obviously, for a local authority, or you can use an agency. We looked around and we found TACT, which is a charity, and decided that they were sort of the best match to us. We met their manager. She came in, really felt very comfortable with her and the way that the agency operated. Just wanted the same kind of thing. They were very supportive, and it was a very straightforward process, really, from that. We went through, I think it's called Form F, which is the whole process where they look into your background and do the usual checks and do some training and so on. And I think it was around 8 months later, something like that, we had a placement.
Right. Who was your first placement?
Well, this is my foster daughter now. She's 14, and she's been with us for 4 years, so she came to us when she was 10.
Right. And had you specifically said you'd like a girl, or maybe of that age or whatever? I mean, what do you have a choice as to who you think you can cope with?
You can. I mean, you're always free to say no. If there's some child that you think maybe isn't going to be the right placement for you, because obviously it's important that it's a good match, because if it isn't a good match, it's not going to last. So it's important that everyone agrees that this is going to be the right place for the child. There were a few other children potentially which may have come to us before, and then they ended up going to more suitable placements.
Well, that's fantastic. So 4 years. And is she your only foster child?
No, she's not. A few years later, because she has a number of siblings who went into care at the same time, and a few years later, one of her siblings, the placement was under some stress where she was. So by then, we actually had an opportunity to take another child when we hadn't really considered it. We spoke to TACT, our agency, and we spoke to the local authority who have the ultimate control over where she's placed, and all agreed that her sister should come and live with us, and she's been with us for about a year now.
Right. It sounds like it all sort of worked really well, but have you had any difficult experiences as a foster carer?
No, only the normal ups and downs of, well, any parent would experience bringing up children, I think. You know, they're fantastic children. They seem settled. But I suppose, you know, you're always going to have times where they don't want to brush their teeth or things like that, but really no particularly bad experiences.
And you see it with your foster children. I mean, because, as you say, through no fault of their own at all, they find that they need care, they need foster care. They're not with their parents, they're maybe not with their siblings. I mean, do they come to you sort of feeling aggressive and sad and cross about this? Do they appreciate what they've got, or do they fight against it?
I think there's going to always be a mixture of feelings, really. And it'll probably develop as time moves on. So, for instance, when my older foster daughter came, she was obviously taken away from everything that she'd known at 10 years old. And that's got to be a traumatic experience, if nothing else. But obviously, when you're that sort of age, you don't process things in the same way. So as she's moving into teenage, she's starting to sort of evaluate her past life more, having more difficult questions, understanding the things that have happened to her more clearly. And I think it's always going to be a process. There will be probably some anger, but I think ultimately they certainly seem to appreciate having a loving, stable home. So I think it's one of those things that you can't say any particular child is going to react in one day, and every day is a surprise.
I should imagine so as well. And is it a worry for her? She's 14 now, and fostering, what, finishes at, what, 18? Do they have to go and make their own way at 18? What happens?
Well, that depends, I believe, on the child. So some children, care will end at 18, but there is now a much better setup, so care can potentially continue way past that, into things like, particularly if, for instance, they're going to university. I mean, if you take, for instance, a normal birth child, they would often have the support of a family still while they're at university, and while they might live away during term time, they'll still have somewhere to come back to during the holidays. So there's a lot more provision of care now, and a lot more understanding that we need to be helping these children into progressing into adulthood. And from a personal point of view, our kids are like part of our family, and really when official care stops, it'll make no difference to us. They'll stay with us if they want to. They're a part of our lives just like just the same as if they were my birth daughters. So it'll make no difference to them.
That's David Lidston, foster carer from Burnham-on-Crouch, doing a great job.